بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا مزيدا إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, we left off yesterday speaking about how one should do his worship longing and yearning to Allah, to jump to his worship. In worship, it's a meeting. It's a meeting between you and Allah. So look forward for it. Look at the story of Musa alayhi salam when he had a meeting with Allah. Allah quotes him as saying, he himself says to Allah, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّ لِتَرْضَى. I hasten to you, O Allah, O my Lord, so that you will be pleased with me. And that's our topic. After Allah destroyed Fir'aun, Allah made an appointment with Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel, the children of Israel. And that's where Allah spoke to him by the mountain, and where he asked to see Allah, and where he was given the Torah. When he left Bani Israel back with Harun alayhi salam, and the appointment with Allah got closer, Musa alayhi salam quickly hastened his footsteps and sped to the meeting. Musa alayhi salam could have walked slowly, sluggishly. The appointment is set with Allah, the appointment is not going to be missed. But Musa alayhi salam sped because he longed to Allah and he was eager to speak to Allah. You have 5 daily meetings with Allah. Not even that. You have every single minute of Ramadan as a meeting with Allah. You can walk sluggishly to it. You can sprint to it. And you can cancel the meeting altogether. It's your choice. What made Musa hasten to the meeting with Allah? That's because he enjoyed it. He enjoyed a meeting with Allah, to converse with Allah. He enjoyed worship. You will not enjoy worship unless you ignite your longing and yearning and love to Allah. If someone responds to another who he loves, he responds to something they ask, without that hasten and spark, that special excitement, you call that cold love, love with no flavor or taste. Your ibadah, your worship is your main course. You sprinkle that main course with longing and yearning to Allah so you can add excitement when you perform it. Let's diagnose why we lose our longing and yearning to Allah. As time passes, your heart gets ran on it. As Allah said, كَلَّا بَرَّانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ مَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Ran is little black dots that are put on a heart every time one commits a sin. For some, they're washed away when they repent. And for others, it becomes a black heart like a coal. Now is the prosperous season to wash that ran away. That rust needs to be deoxidized, and that those clothing need to be refurbished. You need to revive your longing to Allah. It may be dead, but this is something you can bring back to life. It may be covered, but you can always clean it up. How do I revive my longing to Allah? In these few moments, let's take 4 quick steps to doing so. Recite the Quran, and if you don't understand the meaning, and understand and contemplate it, and understand the names and qualities of Allah as you read the Quran. Read the translation when you read the Quran. If you don't know the Arabic meaning, read the tafsir. We all have tafsir ibn Kathir, and it's been translated. One of the greatest achievements. Hearts have a lock, and you must break that lock to understand the Quran. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Do they not comprehend the Quran? Or is it that they have locks on their hearts? This verse doesn't mean to ask a question. It means to state. To state, do they not comprehend the Quran because they have heart locks on their hearts? When you read the Quran, don't be mindless of it. It's very easy to read the Quran. It's very easy to praise and glorify Allah. But your mind could be wandering somewhere else, and that's what's difficult. Obey not those whose hearts we have made heedless of remembering. وَلَا تُطَعْ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا. Why did he say, don't obey those whose hearts are heedless? Because many tongues remember Allah a lot. But there's few hearts that tag along with the tongue. Look at an ideal example of how you should read the Quran. The example of Abu Dahdah radiallahu anhu, and how Quran incited him to act when he heard one verse. Man the الذي يقرض الله قرضا حسنا. He heard the verse, who is it that would loan Allah a goodly loan? Who wants to loan Allah? When Abu Dahdah heard it, he said, Allah, he asked the Prophet ﷺ, he said, Allah wants a loan from us, O Prophet? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. Abu Dahdah said, give me your hand, O Prophet of Allah. I give you a commitment to loan my orchard of dates. Abu Dahdah gave his entire, his best orchard of date, 600 palms to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Dahdah had many farms. He was wealthy. He went to the best one. You know which one? The one he and his own family were living in, and he told his wife, pack up, let's go. Let's go. I've loaned this property to Allah and it no longer belongs to us. What do you think his wife said? Did she nag and complain? Why? What's going on? I'm not going to say she didn't even nag or complain, but rather she got up, took the children by the hand. The property has been loaned out with what's in the property. It's been with the, it's gone with the property. She took the dates out of her children's mouth and sleeves and led them out of the garden. To long and yearn to Allah is to understand the word of Allah. Let there be no hesitation, nor any resistance in accepting and applying what's in the Quran. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard what he did, he said, "Kam min adqin raddahin fil jannah li abi dahdah." Raddah means clusters, date clusters, huge date clusters. How many huge date clusters are there in Jannah for Abu Dahdah? That's first one, the Quran. The second one, to dust off your longing, second way to dust off your longing and love and yearning to Allah is to remember Allah's countless blessings and provisions over you. Humans have a tendency and a nature that Allah put within them to like those who do good for them. One shows good gratitude, gratefulness, appreciation over one who gives a boutique of flowers or gives him help in getting a job. Sometimes it's matter less than that, and sometimes it's matter more than that. Yet Allah gave you more than all that, and that which one, no one else can give you. Plenty of verses in the Quran on hearing, on tongue, on eyesight, on the sky, on the earth, on the night, in the day. Why do you think there's so many verses in the Quran that mentions Allah's blessing to us? To make this meaning surface in our hearts. So our longing for Allah can illuminate in our hearts. The more you know, the more you realize Allah's blessings upon you, the more you long to thank Him. Sit every day for a few moments and contemplate the blessings Allah gave you and your family. And look at those around you who have nothing and sit and think of Allah. That will ignite your love and yearning to Allah. Alhamdulillah, I woke up at peace when others are terrorized in prisons and under bombs. Alhamdulillah, I woke up safely in my home. Alhamdulillah, I'm healthy in my body. Alhamdulillah, I have my provision for the day. Listen to the hadith. Whomever wakes up safely in his home, healthy in his body, has his provision for the day, those three things, it's as if he has acquired all worldly positions. So first, take the Quran to heart. Second, remember Allah's bounties and provisions over you. Third, liven your heart and longing to Allah by regretting the past that went either in vain. You got to regret that. The past that went with no worship and the past that went with some sins. Regret it enough to ignite repentance, which entails yearning to worship Allah. After you remember and regret and repent, put a period there. Put a period on your past and start a new sentence. Flip the page and start on a new page. Now, your aim is to catch up and be better than ever, and better than anyone else. The fourth way, remember the foremost. So you can be with the foremost and compare yourself to them. That will spark a feeling to urge you to compete with them. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Sprint on the way of Allah that leads you to forgiveness. سابقوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم. Race with one another. This is something you compete in. Race with one another in hastening towards forgiveness from your Lord. وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون. In Jannah, let the competitors compete. Yes, in the levels of Jannah, you need to compete. Longing and yearning to Allah is like fuel for your iman. It entices you to worship Allah ecstatically, with pleasure and delight. When the spark in your worship fades, when the longing to Allah dims in your heart, remember the ultimate destiny you're trying to achieve and get. The destiny of those who love and long and yearn for Allah. Post this hadith that I'm going to say in your mind and in front of your computer and your house and in your bedroom. And most importantly, never let it get out of your heart. In Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when those who deserve paradise enter paradise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask, do you wish me to give you anything more? Allah asks. Everyone's occupied in the happiness and joy of Jannah. إن أصحاب الجنة اليوم في شغل فاكهون. إذا دخل أهل الجنة الجنة يقول الله تبارك وتعالى تريدون شيئا أزيدكم. The answer of the people will say, have you not brightened our faces? يقولون ألم تبيض وجوهنا. Have you not made us enter paradise and saved us from Jahannam? ألم تدخلنا الجنة وتنجينا من النار؟ فيكشف الحجاب فما أعطوا شيئا أحب إليهم من النظر إلى ربهم. Allah will then lift the veil from their eyes, and things given to them, everything given to them will be nothing compared at the sight of their Lord. Long and yearn to the mercy of Allah, to the meeting of Allah, to seeing Allah in Jannah, and to Firdaus. So the ceiling of your palace will be the throne of Allah. Your aim this Ramadan is to have the throne of Allah as your ceiling. That's going to be the top of your ceiling. And from your sides and in your neighborhood, you're going to try to be as close to the wasila as possible. You want to be in the neighborhood of Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali and Khalid and Abu Ubaidah and Aisha and Khadija and Salama and Safiya radiallahu anhum ajma'een. That's how you long your yearning to Allah, how you achieve your longing to Allah. In conclusion, know that in your path to Allah, to igniting this desire to Allah, you're going to come across bandits of the hearts that we always mention. The jobs, prestige, money, children, spouses. Some may be pleasure and delight, but don't let them be a fitna. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. والحمد لله رب العالمين